This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, the press conference is live right now while Ted Nugent's on with us. And we're grabbing the clip. We'll have the next segment after he's gone. Roger Stone joining us next segment. But the Uvalde School District Chief of Police has admitted that they ordered the stand down. They had the jurisdiction and told the state police, Border Patrol, and local police not to go in. He just admitted it on TV. They're getting the clip right now. It's breaking all over the news right now. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. The police should have been like those parents that refused and went in, some of them, and saved their kids. Ted Nugent, that's breaking now. What's your view on this? We knew there was a stand down. Now it's confirmed. This morning you asked me, Alex, I'm searching everywhere. Was there a stand down? Is there a, we talked about that. I said, I don't know yet. Now they admit it, Ted, what you were saying.
Well, first of all, I have to establish that I'm not an observer. I'm not a spectator in the American dream. I'm a participant. I hunt in Uvalde every year. I know the Mayor Don. I know those cops down there. I know the sporting goods people. I know the local barbecue people. I know the local coffee shop people. I have a real human connection with those people. And, you know, talk about Buffalo. I know Buffalo. I've been rock and rolling Buffalo since 1967. I have dear connections with Americans all across this country. So when a tragedy strikes, it touches me very deeply and very personally. What we're finding out is that the battle cry following Columbine and Parkland and Sandy Hook, in every instance, the training, because I train with these guys, the training is the sound of gunfire, go, 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 get in there, because we're talking about sitting ducks, helpless, innocent little boys and girls that have no sense of self-defense, no sense of survival. They're basically still developing as
no idea.
Being.
I was at my five-year-old daughter's graduation from, she turned five last week, and I just was watching these little kids. I couldn't imagine who would do this. It's us as men that are supposed to protect them.
You know, I was on an anniversary jaunt with Mrs. Nugent, the queen of the forest, the greatest woman walking the earth. And Shemaine and I were in a taxi cab in Miami. I'll make this real brief. And we witnessed an altercation between a couple guys in a pickup and a small vehicle. The guys in the pickup attacked the guy in the small vehicle in rush hour there in Miami Beach. And all of a sudden, we saw a badge and a gun come out of the victim's pouch, and the two guys were beating him to death. I immediately got Shemaine behind the wheel of the taxi cab. I cleared my gun, and I charged into it. Now, I'm not a hero. I'm not a warrior. I'm just a husband and a father who knows that when you see evil, you must attempt to neutralize the evil. Because I had a gun, and because I'd been trained, my instincts kicked in. I could see these guys were prying the pistol out of the off-duty cop's hands, and the viciousness of their attack would have certainly escalated into murder. I knew it, but I didn't hesitate. As a goofy guitar player, I just charged into it. I whipped out my sheriff credentials, and with Detroit venom coming out of my eyeballs, I neutralized the situation without having to discharge my weapon. So I understand to some degree the threat and the danger and the adrenaline and the fear. So I'm not speaking just as a spectator. I'm speaking as a participant who was tuned into self-defense to protect myself.
As a man in the arena, absolutely.
So I understand the hesitancy instinctively. But again, since all the school shootings, Alex, get the hell in there. And if you haven't got a long gun, you're going to have to go in with your sidearm. You're going to have to use the best tactics you can possibly employ. But you need to confront the evil and neutralize it. And if you get shot in the process, I'm sorry, that's the job description. You've got to do it. So I'm waiting to hear the final details. I'm not condemning anybody, but I'm asking questions. I'm considering alternative scenarios. And until we find out what actually happened and where the failures were, we will have to experience this again. If anybody hesitates to respond to red flag indicators, not the way red flag laws are written.
Ted Nugent, thank you for coming on. The show is here for you anytime. God bless you, sir, and your great wife. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality, made-in-America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. 2 days ago, as you know, a mentally ill teenager called Salvador Ramos murdered 19 children and two teachers in an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. The crime was so awful, so completely unimaginable and shocking that it was about 24 hours before most people thought to ask exactly what had happened. How was Ramos able to get inside the school? Why did no one stop him as he methodically executed so many children over about an hour? Where was law enforcement? Those aren't just fair questions, though they are. They're essential questions. If you want to prevent similar atrocities, you need details. You've got to find out what exactly happened. This is a well-known concept. Every time a commercial airliner crashes in this country, federal investigators painstakingly recreate the final moments of the flight. Not because they're ghoulish. They want to know what caused it. And that's the main reason that air travel is so safe. After-action reports work. Yet somehow our leaders rarely respond as rationally to violent crime, almost never. A mass shooting is just too tempting a moment for them to demagogue. The public is often grieving and in shock, so it's the perfect moment for the usual opportunists to leap forward and cast blame on their political opponents, to seize all the power they can while the country's too traumatized to notice. You almost never hear anyone in Washington ask, "What happened?" Instead, it's always a race to see who can benefit politically. This week was no different. Within hours of Tuesday's massacre, Democrats in Congress announced they plan to clamp down on your ability to defend yourself with a firearm. Why is that? Well, apparently the Uvalde shooting was your fault, so you're going to pay the price. The media applauded this, so Democrats went even farther. Yesterday, they unveiled their plan to seize firearms from American citizens who have not been convicted of a crime or even accused. Now, under normal circumstances, it would be instantly obvious that that is unconstitutional. In our system, you have to be convicted before you do it.
You can look at it from any perspective. You can slice it and dice it however you want. But the situation unfolding in this country is dire. And the world. War. Inflation. Collapsing borders. But last night, I called Roger Stone, and he couldn't answer the phone, but he texted me back. And I said, you know, you got raided by 20-plus SWAT team agents with CNN there over supposedly lying to Congress, which turned out to not be true. But they don't have agents for the border, and they don't have agents for what happened to the school. We know those are federal agents. The point is, they are absolutely politically targeting the American people. And now we learn that the main FBI agent that arrested Roger Stone and perp-walked him is in the Durham Sussman trial, and it's coming out that he knew Russiagate was fake and admitted that and knew it was a fraud. So what a confluence or an alignment of facts and issues here. So I want to get Roger Stone's take first on the mass shooting and what's coming out of it. And then this FBI agent that was part of the raid on his home. And now the fact that he's in the hot seat. What a vindication. Roger Stone, thank you so much for joining us.
Alex, it's great to be back here. You know, maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm just sentimental going into this Memorial Day weekend, but I can honestly say that the happiest time in my life was when I was doing a daily show on InfoWars, and where everything that is unfolding now in a D.C. courtroom preceding my stunning arrest, which people are looking at right now, every single thing we said right here on InfoWars has turned out to be true. The entire Russian collusion hoax was a fabrication that went all the way to Hillary Clinton. She authorized it. She knew about it. And the real question, it seems to me, after the trial in D.C. Unleashes bombshell after bombshell is, why is Mr. Durham going for the low-hanging fruit? In other words, Sussman, Michael Sussman, the Clinton attorney, appears to me to be a patsy, a fall guy, the sacrificial lamb. Witness after witness after witness unloads on him, Mark Elias, Robbie Mook. They haven't called John Podesta yet, but they certainly should. They have all confirmed this was a conspiracy. They've all confirmed that Hillary Clinton personally approved it. So the real question is, why hasn't Mr. Durham gone any higher up the totem pole? And then, as you point out, stunningly, the same FBI agent who orchestrated the raid on my home, the same FBI agent who took me into custody, the same FBI agent who refused to move the handcuffs from behind my back when riding in the car to the front so that I could actually sit upright. That guy knew as early as 2016, based on his testimony, that the Russian collusion hoax was bunk.
He knew he had an innocent man.
Absolutely true. And what's more interesting is he knew the Alpha Bank, the Russian bank accusation regarding Donald Trump was fabricated. He knew that the Steele dossier and the CrowdStrike's report, the other two big pieces of evidence, fabricated evidence, as it turns out, that Mueller and the Justice Department and the FBI depended on, all came from the same source. Yet he willingly ran a $1.1 million raid on my home. And now we learn that he's under investigation because it appears that he fabricated evidence in both the case of George Papadopoulos and the case of Carter Page, two other Trump supporters who were prosecuted.
So what's good for the goose is good for the gander, and it shows these fools that involve themselves in political anti-American prosecutions that they'll be thrown away later.
Well, you know, the sad part is it remains to be seen. So FBI agent Curtis Heidi, that's the guy we're talking about here, he admitted on the stand that he's under internal FBI investigation. But what will be the fruits of that investigation? In other words, my life was turned upside down. I lost my show on InfoWars. I had to give up my syndicated radio show. I lost my home, my car, my savings, my freedom to travel, my freedom to speak. As you know, as a kind of PTSD, a parting gift from Mueller and his thugs, my wife was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, which, through the grace of God and the healing power of Jesus Christ, she has survived. But that was all a gift from these criminals. And now their criminality is being openly exposed. That right there on the screen is Agent Heidi right behind me. He's the one who slapped the cuffs on me.
It's just incredible. So obviously, everybody knows you're not a Russian agent, and I'm not. Everybody knows we're pro-America. No one buys that. Our audience is like, yeah, don't tell us you're not Russians. We know. We believe you. We believe you're Americans. Roger Stone, Alex Jones. We get it. But what does it mean that it's confirmed Hillary ordered it, knew it was a fraud? That's all come out in court. If they don't prosecute her now, this just discredits the FBI even more.
Yeah, well, first of all, we openly confess a love of Russian vodka, and we make no bones about
it. Exactly.
And you and I have enjoyed some Russian vodka together, and if that's a crime, well, then we're guilty. But to be absolutely clear, I think that this demonstrates the entire politicization of our judicial system. I mean, I had a corrupted judge who was couldn't hide her hatred for Donald Trump or for me, who went out of her mind when you covered the trial as if you had no right, Alex, to comment on it. Just as she attacked you from the bench, she attacked Tucker Carlson from the bench, she attacked anybody who questioned her insane, biased rulings. I had a jury forewoman who in 2019 was attacking me on social media. We'll take it up on the other side.
That's right. Roger Stone here. We'll talk about Trump and the midterms coming up in 165 days. What these primaries signify. Is it a win for America? Is it a wash? We'll get Roger Stone's take on all of that on the other side. Please remember, listeners, we cannot do this fight without you. When you share the local radio station and when we're on, when you share the local TV station, when you share the links to band.video and infowars.com/show, it changes the world, and we're winning. We're barely winning, but we're winning. That's why we're in a fight right now, and we need you to understand you are the power. It's not like you're some side deal here. You're everything. The viewers of this broadcast are everything. When you decide to stand up, nobody can stop you. So tell everybody to tune in now to this broadcast and share it once it's archived.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Sleeping. They came and took it all away. Roger Stone, Herschel Walker, MTG, so many others won. Some Trump candidates lost. What do you make of the primaries that just happened? What does that forebode for these critical midterms 165 days out?
Well, let's remember that President Trump took J.D. Vance, who was in fourth place at the time, of his endorsement catapulted him to victory. We're not certain about the outcome of Pennsylvania, but it appears that his preferred candidate, who was hardly the perfect profile as a MAGA candidate, came from nowhere to prevail there. The president's track record is very strong. I can tell you, looking at sophisticated polling data in California, Oklahoma, Nevada, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Louisiana, that 70% of the Republican voters are more likely to vote for a candidate endorsed by Donald Trump. The RINOs, I think, are on the run overall, and I think he is going to continue to be strong. I do need to say, however, that this entire January 6th narrative, a false narrative, is the only thing the Democrats really have in an effort to undermine Trump going into the 2022 elections. In other words, they can't talk about gasoline prices. They can't talk about the abundance in the supermarkets. They can't talk about the strength of the dollar because inflation, crippling inflation, is destroying the buying power of the dollar and hurting American families. They appear to me to have staged some kind of an event in Texas. My heart goes out to those 19 children and the families of the two teachers who were killed. But as Tucker Carlson points out, the more you look, the closer you look, you wonder how this could have happened. And I don't agree with those who say, oh, we need to take away all guns. That's the answer. No, people cause crime. Guns don't cause crime. Alex, I'm just going to say this. This morning, one of my attorneys was contacted by someone from CNN wanting us to comment on the fact, wanting to know whether we had heard that Alex Jones had now become a federal witness and would be testifying against others regarding January 6th. Now, I know this is entirely false because I spoke to you, but that's the kind of game that they play here. Alex Jones and Roger Stone did nothing wrong on January 6th, and anyone who makes any assertion, claim, or even implies otherwise, that's categorically false, and there's no evidence to back it up.
Well, Roger, let's elaborate on that. Let's elaborate. The oldest tactic in the book by corrupt prosecutors, whether it's here or other countries, is to call people saying Alex Jones or whoever it is going to spill the beans on you. So the article's been running for 2 weeks. It's total BS. The New York Times called my lawyer up and said, we hear the feds contact you. And we said, yeah. And we said, give us immunity. There's no information, no pre-planning, no attack on the Capitol. But if you give us immunity so there's not a Martha Stewart situation where they claim we lied under oath because they can make whatever they want, then we might talk to you. That turns into Jones is spilling the beans and is going to expose Holly Alexander and Roger Stone. It's totally made up. And then we called the feds after that and said, we're not talking to you now. That's it. You obviously leaked that to the press. We're done talking to you. You know what really happened. You had over 1,000 undercover FBIs come out in the news there that day, and you stood down while we tried to stop it.
That's exactly right. But I couldn't help but take this opportunity to clear the air here. I know Alex Jones. I've known him since the 50th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination. Not only has he done nothing wrong, but he's not testifying against anybody because there's nothing in our knowledge to testify against or about. This is the oldest tactic in the book, to try to get people to lie under oath to save their own skin. I know of no crimes that were committed that day by my direct knowledge. I was in touch with you throughout the day. I know you don't either. But if you see the stunning report from CNN in the next 24 hours, it's bunk, folks. It's false. Alex Jones is a patriot and not testifying against anybody because there's nothing to testify against.
Well, they called us a week ago. We sent them a message saying this story is false. There is no crime to talk about. We're not coming into the FBI. I mean, we sent them a message, especially that. So, again, it's all lies. So I guess I didn't know about this. We haven't talked. We talked on text yesterday about the shooting. I didn't know they contacted you. So they're getting ready for some big story?
Well, it's very hard to say. I mean, they got vehement denials from us because I know this not to be true. But in the meantime, three people who work for me have now been subpoenaed to the January 6th committee. They don't know anything either. I think they all asserted their Fifth Amendment rights, although I'm not even certain about that. They consulted with their own attorneys, made their own decisions. But this is a demented narrative that just because President Donald Trump exercised his First Amendment rights and the rest of us exercised our Fourth Amendment rights to gather peacefully in D.C., that we are somehow in violation of the law, as if questioning the outcome of the election or trying to convince the Electoral College, as Hillary did in 2016, to delay their certification until the results in some of the swing states could be more carefully examined for fraud is seditious, treasonous.
Well, Roger,
illegal.
We know what's happening. They got the 2,000 mules. There's new Gateway Pundit video. Same scams in Michigan, Pennsylvania. They don't want us questioning when they try to steal it again. And so we've gotten the calls. Hell, I've already seen the articles in the last few weeks. Jones is going to expose Trump. Jones is going to – I didn't talk to Trump for over a year before this happened. Trump didn't direct us. It's all a lie. So when people see Jones is a stool pigeon, Jones is going to expose it all. It is 100% a fraud and a lie. And burn in hell those that are saying it. It is 100% cut and dry.
That's precisely why I wanted to bring it up and clear the air. Because
I have people calling me for like a still going on a month saying, "Well, we didn't do anything wrong. What are you calling the feds for?" I'm not. They've been wanting to meet with me. We said we've done nothing. We know nothing. Give me immunity. I'll talk to you, but there's no information. That's not calling the feds when they are calling you.
Well, not only that, but their purposes are absolutely naked. If we can get Jones under oath and ask him whether he had a club sandwich and whether he remembers whether it was mustard or mayonnaise, maybe we can twist something he says into a crime. Look, I'm the poster child for this tactic, okay? I testified before the Congress. I wasn't even subpoenaed. I went voluntarily. Yeah, I made misstatements, but none of them were material or relevant or hit any underlying crime. Nonetheless, I was charged. I was put before a Soviet-style show trial, and they wanted to give me 7 to 9 years in prison for a misstatement that was irrelevant, that was innocuous. And the guy who did it's right there over my shoulder, Curtis Heidi, who took me into custody at a time that he knew that these were fabricated charges. So that's why they want to interview Alex Jones. That's why they want to interview Roger Stone. Not because we know something, not because we did something wrong, but to try to twist this somehow into a process crime.
And Roger, the listeners know that. They're sick of hearing it, but they're running on this. This is the big issue. They're going to pull something else with January 6th. They got the hearings coming up next month. We'll be covering it all live here with each other. Love you, Roger. What's the best website for folks to visit and find your Frankly Speaking show and everything you're doing?
Well, my new show, The Stone Zone, is available at frankspeech.com every weekday from 4 Central, 5 Eastern. You can go to frankspeech.com on Lindell, too. If you want to help me and my family in our epic struggle for freedom, you can go to Stone Defense.
InfoWars has made history. You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of T-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So, thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Introducing Come and Take It, our third and final coin, a part of the Founding Member Collector Series. This third coin is minted into existence from 0.999 silver from right here in America. Come and Take It may hold meaning for Americans from recent history, but it actually dates back to being used in 480 BC in the Battle of Thermopylae as Milan Le Bay by Spartan King Leonidas. It has since become a symbol of defiance here in America, along with the imagery of a black star and cannon and the flag used by Texans during the state's revolution against Mexico. Both sides of the coin depict these historical uses of the phrase, with one side having a rendition of a Spartan helmet and the inscription of "Come and Take It," and the reverse side having a rendition of the cannon and the inscription "Free Men Bear Arms." Go to 1776coin.com today to secure your founding member coin. Hurry before they're gone, as there will only be 10,000 in existence.
All right, we held back 3.5 days since Monday afternoon, 4 days really, to bring you this information. We wanted to be clear about what was happening and not jump the gun. No pun intended. We have that. They now admit they stood down. They were ordered to stand down. Unbelievable. But I want to just talk about that promo piece we just aired. Because if we could sell 10,000 coins a month with the markup we have on them that are historic, and they're great collectibles, and they're selling for 3, 4, 5 times that later in many venues like eBay, we would have no problems. They could have reporters in Europe, in Mexico, in the U.S. like we used to, and could be back full power. So I want to thank listeners. The first two coins came out, the George Washington Slay the Dragon coin that I designed, the Tree of Liberty coin I designed, and now this Second Amendment coin is the third in the Founder Coin series at 1776coin.com. We have sold twice as many coins the first day as we did the first two offerings. The first two offerings follow the same trend, about 8-9 days to sell out. We're going to sell out at current sales rates by Monday right now. So if you want this historic founding member coin, when you go to 1776coin.com or patriotcollectibles.com, put your email in, and if we're able to stay on air, then you will get exclusive coupon codes, films, documentaries, a lot of special stuff for founding members, because we're going to use the money from this, and we are using it, to launch a bunch of top secret stuff. So help everybody. Help yourself get a piece of history, but really help keep the tip of the spear on air. Be part of history. It is available at InfoWarsStore.com right now. There's a link to it at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, or go to 1776coin.com. And I only wish I'd have made 20,000 of this third coin, because I figured the third coin would have less demand than the first two. I was wrong. It's selling out right now. We sold 38% of the coins, or 3,800 coins since yesterday. At this rate, it'll be sold out Monday or Tuesday. Get your founding member silver coin today. If you don't want to be contacted, if you don't want special deals, if you don't want free things, if you don't want, we're making films right now, we're offering them online for $10 or whatever, like Dinesh D'Souza, you'll just be sent the code, boom. You're going to, if we stay on air, which is we probably are, I mean, who knows, we're going to have nuclear war. The point is I can't guarantee as a founding member that you only just have this piece of history and know you funded us in the last-ditch effort. And we're going to win the fight long term, but we may get shut down. This is a desperate call for aid, like William Travis at the Alamo, and you are heeding the call. Thank you. So get the Second Amendment, Free Men Bear Arms, Come and Take It coin at 1776coin.com right now, because it is selling out very, very quickly. Thank you for coming through. You give me so much confidence and so much courage with what you're doing. Thank you for your support. God bless you. We also have the big sale going right now, the Memorial Day Mega Sale running through next Wednesday. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. Immune Support, 60% off. That's huge. Whole Food Multivitamin, 40% off. Hair and Beard Support was really a multivitamin mineral. 60% off. All Dunder Jones Naturals, 40% off. That's the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Rocket Rest, the Kava Chill Extra Strength, the Soreless, everything. T-shirts at cost. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right. But if you want one of these coins and want to be part of history, and I love you for what you're doing, I just want to fight. I can't fight without you. Man, I love you backing me up. Man, I love what you've done. Yes! Our fighting spirit's never been stronger. Get the coin, 1776coin.com, right now. Hell, we may sell out today at this rate. It's accelerating. People get it. They're awake. They're alive. Second Amendment coin, planned 6 months ago, minted in the U.S., less than a month ago, delivered this Monday, 4 days ago, all of it aligning. Our job is to tell the truth. And telling the truth is a hard thing. You know, so many people lie because it's easy just to make stuff up. I dedicate myself 5-6 hours a day. I've wrecked my family doing this. On top of the show. On top of everything. And I'm not bitching. I'm not a victim. I'm not like, oh, aren't you lucky? No, but you can't drag me away from this. But I'm up at 2 a.m. reading documents. And once I get on air, there's not even time to hit it all because I want to know the enemy. I want to know what my enemy's doing. I'm mad. I'm beyond mad. They're doing this to us, to you, to me. I have a will to defeat them. I've seen the systems of victory. I know where we can go. I've been inspired by God, just like you have. So it's not my job to attack the police randomly to curry favor with the leftist media. You know, if you go back to YouTube 20 years ago, when it first started, 18 years ago, I didn't know why a video about the Federal Reserve or a video about world government or a video about GMO would get blocked and censored. It would get shadow banned. Well, that was just invented 5 years ago. I learned through the process. But when I did a video showing a bad cop doing something wrong, they would promote it. They wouldn't block it. It would get 10 million views, 5 million views, 20 million views. Hell, Paul Watson had one with like 80 million views before they deleted it. And that told me, wait a minute, there's social engineering. Not the police are perfect, but they want to look at their shortcomings, their problems, so they can pressure them and take them over. And now that's all admitted with a strong city initiative to have the UN take over the police. So when I cover the shortcomings of the police and the problems, it's not to undermine the police. But it's not to just be some brazen cheerleader who's up there going, well, the left's attacking you, so I'm going to leave you alone. No, Biden has endorsed the police response in Uvalde. Because there's a cover-up and there's a stand-down. And we have all the videos now. The crew did. Got like six people in that control room. They're not just running the cameras. They're not just putting up guests. They're not just finding articles. They are, when I say 30 minutes ago, I want you to get in that live press conference. You know how hard that is to like find it and get it and get the clips? They had it in 20 minutes. This has been on my desk for 10 minutes. They busted. It's just amazing because I know how the internet works. They had the clips of what really happened on Monday. And the admissions, as the system knows it's coming out, and it is incredibly evil. But the good news is, they admit they're wrong, and that's Texas. Because in some leftist place, they never are wrong, are they? But with us, we're not perfect, but we admit we're wrong because we're men. And that's what's really important. So we're going to come back in just a few minutes after this break, and the state police and others now know the BS isn't working. I'm not saying there was a cover-up because it's not enough time didn't go on. They didn't really cover things up, but they went with a certain spin, and now Biden's spinning it, that they did a perfect job. And no, they didn't. And to save children of the future and other innocents that these demons try to kill, we've got to be honest about what happened here. So we've got the clips. When we come back, they admit they ordered a stand down. I don't know why the state police and local police listen to that damn police chief of the schools. Because if anybody's a villain, if anybody's to blame, it's that decision that was made.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52, 36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Infowars.com. Shooter entered school through propped open door at over 1,600 rounds. That's a lot of ammo to carry. Texas police lieutenant says cops were reluctant to engage gunmen because they could have been shot. It's like, I can't rock climb. I might fall. I can't have a child. They might die. We'll just give up and roll over then. So I got six of these clips. Texas official, this is the big news. The decision not to breach the classroom was made by the chief of police for the school district. So you've got training where you listen and wait for the chief of police sitting at some restaurant or at his house or wherever with his thumb in his rear end? This is evil, ladies and gentlemen. This is the problem. The decision not to breach the classroom was made by the chief of police for the school district. He was contacted at the time that there was no more threat to the children and that they had time to organize. Texas DPS say a girl inside one of the Uvalde Elementary School students' centers where the gunman opened fire called 911, but no help came. Texas DPS official, Texas embraces and teaches the active shooter doctrine. As long as there is kids, as long as there is someone that's firing, you go to the gun, you find them, you neutralize them, period, but you didn't. Play clip A, B, and C back to back.
As the chief of police of Consolidated Independent School District, he was convinced, and I get it. I want to go back and say, you know, he was convinced at the time that there was no more threat to the children and that the subject was barricaded and that they had time to organize with the proper equipment to go in. The subject had already hit, you know, three officers and hit two officers, and there's, I didn't answer the final question. A third, a Border Patrol agent was grazed as well, but no police officer was seriously injured. And now I'd like to go over the 911 timeline. So I warn you, it's not... It's better that I read it than you listen to it. The caller identified, I'll not say her name, but she was in room 112, called 911 at 1203. The duration of the call was 1 minute and 23 seconds. She identified herself, whispered, she's in room 112. At 1210, she called back in room 12, advised her multiple dead. 1213, again she called on the phone. Again at 1216, she's called back and said there was 8 to 9 students alive. At 1219, a 911 call was made, and another person in room 111 called. I will not say her name. She hung up when another student told her to hang up. 1221, you could hear over the 911 call that 3 shots were fired. At 1236, 911 call, it lasted for 21 seconds. The initial caller called back, student, child, called back, was told to stay on the line and be very quiet. She told 911 that he shot the door. At approximately 1243, at 1247, she asked 911 to please send the police now. At 1246, she said she could hear the police next door. At 1250, shots are fired. They could be heard with the 911 call. And at 1251, it's very loud and sounds like the officers are moving children out of the room. At that time, first call that called was outside before the call cuts off. First of all, hey, Texas embraces and teaches, okay, the active shooter doctrine. The active shooter doctrine, as long as there's kids, as long as there's someone's firing, you go to the gun, you find them, you neutralize them, period. And there's only, you know, there are some nuances with going transition to a barricaded subject and also transitioning to a hostage situation. And, of course, that the decision at the scene was that this is still a barricaded subject that did not go back to an active shooter situation.
So as bad as this is, the state police are completely upset. They feel guilty, unlike Biden, just loving it and using it to get the guns. They know this is a fiasco. But here's the most important clip. Officials say a decision was made that this was a barricaded subject. There was time to relay and retrieve the keys. From the benefit of hindsight, it was the wrong decision. Here's that clip.
It was a 40-minute gap. And if the 911 question, simply as this. It's a 40-minute gap. And if the 911 operators were aware that their children were alive in that classroom, why weren't officers notified of that? And if that's the case, why didn't they take action? That's the question. And again, I'll go back to the answer for right now, is that it was considered, okay, the decision was made on the scene. I wasn't there at the same point in time. You know, a decision was made that this was a barricaded subject situation. There was time to retrieve the keys and wait for a tactical team with the equipment to go ahead and breach the dorm and take on the subject at that point. That was the decision. That was the thought process at that particular point in time. And there was 19, like I said, there was 19 officers in there. In fact, there was plenty of officers to do whatever needed to be done, with one exception, is that the incident commander inside believed they needed more equipment and more officers to do a tactical breach at that point. That's why VORTAC was requested on the scene as soon as they were there. They executed a search, or at least a dynamic entry, and went in. And, of course, With the benefit of hindsight, where I'm sitting now, of course it was not the right decision, the wrong decision, period. There's no excuse for that. But again, I wasn't there, but I'm just telling you, from what we know, we believe there should have been an entry at that as soon as you can. Hey, when there's an active shooter, the rules change. It's no longer, okay, it's no longer a barricaded subject. You don't have time. You don't worry about matter perimeters. And by the way, Texas embraces active shooter training, active shooter certification, and that doctrine requires officers. We don't care what agency you're from. You don't have to have a leader on the scene. Every officer lines up, stacks up, goes and finds where those rounds are being fired at, and keeps shooting until the subject is dead. Period.
Well, as bad as all this is, I'm proud of Texas today. You would never see a leftist admit they're wrong. You would never see a globalist admit fault. You just saw Steve McCraw, the head of the DPS, say, yeah, this should have gone better. We made a mistake. We're not perfect. This happened. We thought it was a hostage situation. They should have just gone on and he killed everybody inside. The admission of being wrong is so key to make it better. And it doesn't absolve what happened. Nobody wants kids getting killed. We're all pissed off. But you just saw the head of the DPS in Texas admit, this should have been better. We messed up. This is wrong. You will never see that from Joe Biden or Barack Obama or George Soros because they don't give a damn. Those state police up there, you can see them, are racked with guilt because they're not demons. And the demons must have a great life because they don't give a damn about anybody and they ain't got to worry about nothing. And the real issue is he was known, he was planning it, and there was a system that let him do it. That's not the state police. That's not the police. And my job is not to defend the police. When they're wrong, I'll attack them in a minute. But you get in a situation like that, you've got to be there to know what happened. And they just admitted it was wrong. It was bad. You don't only see that in other leftist areas. You see that in places like Texas. Texas ain't perfect. But you just saw some real truth. Hour number three, straight ahead, big special guest.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.